And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday the 15th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, making money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's go to live charting. How are the markets this morning?
Just want to say there's one stock, MySale, which was which came to market last summer with quite a sort of big sort of fanfare and has big backers. But today, profits warning, the 45% decline for that. So
wow.
People will not be very pleased, I think, with
horrible.
The outcome there.
So FTSE up 50 points.
Yeah, well, I suppose after last week, all those candles in a row, there was going to be a rebound. Probably just worth seeing whether today's low at the moment, which is 62.74, is held, because obviously if that breaks, then we would, you know, really would be looking for a new leg to the downside. But so far, a bear trap below Friday's floor. So the market's still looking rather sickly overall.
OK. Let's go to a viewer request, PTCM.
Yeah, stock that I've been having for quite some time. Didn't have a great, hasn't had a great year until this point, but it looks like a bit of recovery here, a bull flag breakout over the last couple of sessions. My best case scenario here is a return to 12 pence while we hold above 8 pence.
OK, LGO, I think there's some favourable news.
Well, yes, the former Lenny Gas shares. A little bear trap below the 200-day moving average, that's the black line, last week, which obviously all the oil stocks, anything in that area, has been smashed. If we can hold back above this 3 pence level for a couple of days, I think you could say that the shares are back in their uptrend.
OK, a boom.
Audio Boom, great friends of Tip TV. Little sort of, another bear trap situation, actually. It's very similar. Last week took its toll on many stocks there. So support, the main support there was around 12 pence, 11 and a half pence. So we went down to 10 and we've sort of jumped back again. So hopefully the uptrend there will be back, back on track.
Okay, I guess.
The fracking area obviously in focus because OPEC have been trying to destroy them. Done rather well in terms of IGAS's share price, let's just say, but it was obviously falling well before the OPEC incident last month or earlier this month. Possible support here, but really you'd want to see higher highs and higher lows before thinking of going long of that again.
Okay. Quick look at Tesco's. Tony Cross is going to be covering the macro on this later.
Well, just horrible.
Horrible,
I mean, it is horrible.
Job.
I mean, I think the lesson with that one is anytime you think of bottom fishing the shares, it's not a good time to bottom fish the shares. We've had four profits warning. It just, you want to see something very special before getting back in there, I think.
OK, we've got a few minutes left, OK, and I wanted to pick up a comment that was put to us on the back of the discussion we did with the London Traders Network with Paul Wallace, who is a financial trader and coach. He's back in January. But somebody wrote in, put, trading is very difficult, but listening to you guys, a person may as well give up before they try. A little more upbeat would be nice. There are many traders around the globe that make a good living at trading. I don't think we love this game. Okay, we love this profession, and I think the point we're trying to make, it's a difficult game, and you have to treat it as a full-time job. So I don't think, in any shape or form that we're saying we may as well give up before they try, because if you understand the markets and you do your homework, you can make a very tidy living out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's just a matter of having a few basic techniques and sticking to them. The problem people have, I think, is sticking to their business plan, let's say, in terms of trading. And obviously there are people and there are, ways you can educate yourself in terms of improving your chances of winning.
But I don't think we're ever downbeat about what clearly is something we absolutely love.
I think the whole tone of Tip TV has always been upbeat. It was ridiculously upbeat. So probably I would be more surprised if people say you're being too upbeat.
Yep.
And you're making it look very easy, because it isn't that easy. And that's the whole point. If you've got a chart like Tesco, there are plenty of times where you sort of felt like buying into that. Maybe that you'll get a few pence out of it. But the problem here is it's a fundamentally confused situation, and there's been four profits warnings. So I think Tesco illustrates how easy and how difficult the markets can be, because that's a stock that most people would have banked on for the next 20
paying
years.
Paying the dividend, Warren Buffett involved, a name that you recognise, a brand that you truly believe
but
in.
I think you only learn from the difficult ones. You don't learn from the easy ones. You don't learn from, I don't know, say AB Foods, where it's just been in an uptrend for the last, 5 years or something like that. And there's not, that's an easy situation. But Tesco, that's where you learn, and that's where, we can probably add value.
Yeah. Well, that's the key thing about Tip TV. We try and add value. Just to wrap up, can we have a quick look at the S&P? Just because I've covered that for a number of days.
So I think the big surprise here obviously was that most people were looking for the top to be the September high, which was 2017. We did have the fallout there, quite similar to what we saw in January as well. The problem with this is that there's no reason why it won't be the same as what we saw in October. So you just have an uptrend, but you have severe, swift sell-offs within that uptrend. So that's probably my best call.
How bearish are you at the moment on the S&P?
I suppose the downside here is that we go back to the 200-day moving average again. But at the moment, this isn't as bad as October was. October was much worse. October, really, the market should have gone down and stayed down.
Yeah.
Here, it's just looking like a bit of a slap rather than anything else. There's a gap there at 1999, which I'm thinking could actually be the floor.
Okay.
For the market.
So that's a really good little tip. Again, do your homework and make sure you know where the gaps are on the charts. Okay, so that wraps up that. To finish off the live charting, I saw a Twitter over the weekend and it was talking about statistics on footballers being sent off at Christmas so they could have the Christmas lunch with their family. Right? There was a player for Crystal Palace, and I won't say who he was, but I'm told, that his record of being sent off over the Christmas period, or indeed early December, was uncanny. Basically wanted to have his Christmas lunch with his family.
Well, that's it. You can't do better than that at this time of the year.
Exactly. Right, let's take our first break of the week.